Guys, let's talk about sex. Really, really good sex. Remember the good old days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance, get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients such as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they can work. You can take them anytime, day or night. This isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants the extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew's prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships directly, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment for free when you use our special promo code MLB. Just pay the $5 in shipping. Again, that's blue, B-L-U-E, chew.com, promo code MLB to try it for free.
You are Locked On Astros, your daily Houston Astros podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Locked On Houston Astros, and I hope that you join me for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find a show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. So I'm trying this new video thing, and we're trying to see if we're going to start doing this maybe once a week or something like this. And it's a pretty cool setup, but I'm not used to being videoed while I'm doing one of these podcasts. But you can get Locked On Astros on a brand new podcasting app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play the podcast, Locked On Astros. So I had a long day. I started off the day at Six Flags Fiesta, Texas, and I was driving back. I think we left the San Antonio area around maybe, I want to say around 4 o'clock or so. We're not really amusement park people anymore. I'm getting too old for that stuff anyway. But I wanted to get home so I can at least watch the end of the Astros game and possibly be able to do a podcast afterwards. So we ended up getting home around 10 o'clock. And by that time, the game was almost already over. And it was one of those games that I don't think it was really Zach Greinke's fault. Yes, I know he gave up those 3 runs and 6 innings, but 2 of them were on homers in the 6th inning. But overall, he faced a very good Yankees team. What do you expect from him? He showed a lot better mound presence than he did in the Game 3 of the ALDS. And so this is something that's a positive. And also we saw that he didn't really have that changeup issue like he had in the first game. But overall, it was just one of those weird games that it looked like the Astros really didn't come to play. And I'm not saying it didn't come play, but they only got 3 hits on the night. And I know the Yankees are a good team. I know they won 104 games or 103 games, whatever it was. I know the Astros won 107. But it was one of those games where nothing seemed to go right for the Houston Astros. And the fans never could get into the game. And I noticed that on my way home. I was watching the broadcast, and I'm like, wait, there's nothing to cheer for, and there's a lot of people there. Everybody's ready to cheer. Nothing ever really happened, and unfortunately, it was just one of those situations where it didn't work out for the Astros. And so I know a lot of people are freaking out. They all remember the 2017 ALCS where the Astros won the first 2 games at home, then they lost the next 3 games at New York, and then they came back home and won the next 2 games. Now the Astros have lost a home game. This is the end of the world as we know it, right? So I'm not really sure if that's really the situation here, but the Astros look pretty lost in those 3 games at New York. And in that 2017 series, it looked like everything was done. And in fact, the Astros have not been shut out in a playoff game since that game 5, the 2017 ALDS. So this is the first time the Astros have been shut out since that 5-0 loss on that day. And the Astros still went on to go to the World Series, and then they beat the Dodgers. Speaking of which, Dodgers lost to the Nationals. I know we talked about that on the other day with Big Sarge on the Locked On Astros podcast. But I was so shocked that the Dodgers were actually knocked out. And the fact that it was by the Nationals shouldn't make everybody, even the Yankees, the Astros, And especially, look at what the Cardinals are doing. The Cardinals can't even hardly get hits off of those guys. And on day one, they pitched Annabelle Sanchez, and my wife got mad at me. She's like, well, I thought you said that they didn't start their ace that night, and he almost threw a no-hitter. I'm like, well, he's not their ace. He's like their fourth guy, and I wish the Astros had a fourth guy like Annabelle Sanchez. But then today we saw Max Scherzer throwing, I believe it was like six no-hit innings, and then he gave up a hit. The Nationals went on to win 3-1 in that game. And that series, the road team won two in a row. So hopefully the Astros will kind of turn things around. The good news is that we do have Justin Verlander on the mound, and we do have Gerrit Cole on the mound the next day as well. So there's a lot of positives to look at, and unfortunately we got to look at a lot of the negatives from today's game. And the negatives were, A, Ryan Pressly does not look healthy. He does not look like the same guy. He looks like half the guy he used to be. Maybe his knee is not fully recovered. Maybe he missed some stuff. But he gave up two runs, and Josh James had to come in and kind of clean up his mess. But this is the second straight playoff appearance for Ryan Pressly, and he has not looked good so far. And I think maybe the Astros rushed him back in order to get him ready for a playoffs, but you can't blame them. Look at what he's done all year. He's been one of the best relievers in baseball, and you want him on the mound. And you're going to give him every opportunity to fix himself. And that's what the Astros are trying to do right now. And it didn't work tonight. You have to be very, very thrilled with what we saw from Josh James today. He kind of kept his cool. He did a lot of stuff to kind of really help out the Houston Astros. Then another negative would have to be Brian Abreu. I know this was his first appearance in the playoffs as a reliever, and this is a lot to put on a young pitcher, but this is somebody that the Astros decided to keep Wade Miley off the roster with. At the time, I endorse it, and I still endorse it. I think that Brian Abreu would be a valuable asset in this playoffs, but by that time, the Astros game was already out of control, and this was a good way to have A.J. Hinch kind of break him into what's going on. It was just a bad all-around pitching game, and it's not that Zach Greinke totally sucked. He did he did pitch pretty good. And in the second segment, I'm going to try to get Will on and see if he wants to talk a little bit about this game. But it was just one of those weird games. I can't wait for tomorrow's game, because we're going to have Justin Verlander on the mound, and it's going to be a very, very good game, and I can't wait for that. So guys, we're going to take a short break. When we get back, hopefully Will will be on, and we can go ahead and talk about the game a little bit, and then we'll go ahead and kind of look ahead to tomorrow's game. But you've been listening to the Locked On Astros podcast. Remember, get the show every day. Subscribe to Locked On Astros on the new Himalaya podcast app or Apple Podcast. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On Astros. Listen in your car to or from work every day. The postseason is brought to you by Vivid Seats. The Astros are going to the ALCS, and tickets are going to be hard to find. So I know the Astros have already sold out all the tickets, and I know that after the Astros won Game 5 at ALDS, everybody wants to get their tickets. So get those tickets online for experiences that will last you a lifetime. Vivid Seats offers great prices and easy purchase experience, as well as in-app loyalty program. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. All Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by a 100% guarantee. Download the app and enter the promo code POSTSEASON at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. Alrighty, we are back with the Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman, and Will, sorry for the last minute thing, but I've been, I don't know if you noticed, but I'm online live, and I actually have two people watching the show live. I'm bypassing the commercials. I'll go and add them in later, but this is kind of a practice thing, and I was just talking about the pitching today, but I really haven't really talked a lot about the offense. And the offense, like we saw at times during the ALDS, it's non-existent. And it's with two teams that should be some of the best offensive teams in baseball, what's going on? And it was a pitcher's game, but then all of a sudden the Yankees just started hitting again, and it just, I don't know. What was your impression, Will?
So it's kind of a continuation, really, of most of the postseason to date, which is obviously for the Astros, the division series before today. It's, you know, really a situation where they have not, as a group, looked particularly ready for prime time. You've had a lot of key hitters kind of not show up, not have great at bats. Key hitters, veterans, rookies, really. Nobody's safe, as always. Alex Bregman, as always, Jose Altuve. A lot of guys have showed up and looked like perhaps there are some jitters going on. Looked maybe one thought I had was that maybe a lot of guys on this squad were as caught off guard as some of us fans were by just how good that Rays pitching staff was, and they haven't really snapped out of that just kind of caught off guardness. They have not really shown a lot of confidence, a lot of calm, a lot of, you know, we're the Astros, we're the team that put up numbers, you know, that rivaled our 17 performance, that rivaled some of the great Yankees teams of ancient baseball history. They're not in their element. They're not doing what they do. They're not, frankly, really making pitchers work all that hard. And the result is all of a sudden you've got Masahiro Tanaka looking like he's, you know, peak level Pedro.
Yeah, for sure. And for the playoffs so far, the Astros are batting .227. That's not good. They only had 3 hits tonight and 27 at bats, and that's the minimum. And that's just crazy, yeah, to hear from a Astros team to only have 27 at bats in a 27 out game. And it just seemed like every time the Astros were on the verge of maybe mounting a something, you see something like Alex Bregman making a really bad, I know it was a hard hit ball off of Yordan Alvarez's bat, and I know that he was trying to score on that run, on that hit, but you got to make sure that ball is not caught first before you start running. And I know he kind of tripped in between going back to first base, but I don't know, dude. It just seemed like every time something started to mount, you were grounding double play, and it was just a perfectly pitched game by Tanaka. And I didn't want to trash talk him because I know that during the regular season, the Astros have handled him, but you can't argue with what he's done in the playoffs. And I believe I saw earlier that in 7 playoff starts, he's allowed two earned runs or less in all those games. So that deserves a little bit of respect. The Yankees bullpen deserves a little bit of respect. But the Astros offense, they've got to do something. And I don't understand what we can do to get the offense going. You hope that it's kind of Alex Bregman kind of leading the way, or maybe George Springer starting to hit. And speaking of George Springer, do you know that he is 3-for-25 in the playoffs and Carlos Correa is 3-for-22? This is not a good look for the Houston Astros right now.
So here's the thing, like, you can survive one key guy, maybe two, kind of just not showing up really in the playoffs, or just having a rough week, maybe having a rough postseason. You know, there's an old saying, like, you know, a million here, a million there, and sooner or later the government's spending a lot of money. You know, sooner or later the government's spending a billion. And it's kind of that same concept with a lineup, you know, a hitter slumping here, a hitter slumping there, and then this guy's slumping and that guy's slumping and this other guy is just not very good. And then all of a sudden that's 4-5, you know, components of your lineup that are just simply not producing. And a few more are kind of, I mean, Alvarez has been okay. I forget Gurriel's stats off the top of my head. I think he's been kind of okay-ish overall this postseason. But yeah, you've got Springer. Only lately has Michael Brantley been showing any sign of life. And he's somebody you really rely on when it comes to being calm, when it comes to knowing what you do in the batter's box and sticking with your game plan and just doing you. Michael Brantley is, you know, they don't call him Dr. Smooth for nothing. I mean, that's a guy you look to for just calm and level-headedness and just not getting yourself out. And, I mean, they're just not, you know, Springer, Brantley, Correa, obviously, you know, Tucker looked okay tonight, but so far, I mean, you haven't gotten much from right field, at any point, just overall. You have all these kind of black holes, offensively. And Bregman and Altuve just cannot do it all.
Yeah, for sure. And it was a little bit too much of Gleyber Torres today. And I know that he drove in, what, 4 of the 5 runs. And he just had one of those games that a 22-year-old is not supposed to have. And when that guy's hitting well, it's hard to stop the Yankees offense because we kind of saw what Stanton could do. I know he's had a terrible 2019, but he showed today that he's still alive. He can still do something, and he crushed that pitch. It went into the Astros bullpen, and unfortunately, Brian Abreu allowed a homer to Gio Urshela in his first postseason pitch, and that sucked as well. But before we end this podcast, we're coming up on it, Will, but were you surprised with the moves about Abreu and Peacock on the roster, and then Miles Straw and what's his face? Wade Miley. I forgot his name. Wade Miley was off the roster. I'm not surprised at all.
No. There's not much surprise. I didn't expect that that there was much reason to, I mean, keep including, I mean, right now Miley's just, you can't have him on a postseason roster right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's, you know, truth sucks. As far as Peacock, you might need Peacock, frankly, to start again. So, but yeah, Abreu, we talked about Abreu possibly getting a roster spot, and it didn't happen in the division series, but opportunity knocked. And so he's, you know, he's got a chance to show something. So nope, no surprise roster moves from my vantage point.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of people are talking about Kyle Tucker today, but keep in mind that the Astros only had like one hit through the first, I want to say it was 6 innings or so, and it was Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker got that one hit, and I love the way that after he got the hit, he kind of looking in dugout because Alex Bregman told him something, and he said, yeah, you're right. So,
if you also notice, he did a little better job laying off that ridiculously high fastball. I think the Yankees thought they were going to be able to do what the Rays did, and it didn't work, so.
Yeah, guys. So that's all we got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. Hopefully tomorrow the Astros will have a better game. And I think some good guy named Justin Verlander will be on the mound. Will, real quick, where can they find you at?
They can find me on Twitter, Eric, at WillMoriarty86. That's at WillMoriarty86.
All right, guys. So thanks for listening. And remember, you can subscribe to the show on the new Himalaya podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in cars, tell your smart device to play the podcast, Locked On Astros.